Text numéro 116. We're in a new era. The 21st century space race takes off. If the 20th century space race was about political power, this century's will be about money. Spaceflight is having a renaissance moment, and for the first time with private companies rather than governments leading the charge. A series of recent milestone missions, not least the increasingly successful test flights of the largest rocket ever made and the first privately built probe to land on the lunar surface, have embedded a growing idea that humans are entering what has been termed the third space age. Humanity's first space explorer, the Soviet cosmonaut Yuri Gagarin, orbited around the globe in April 1961. A year later, US President John F. Kennedy gave his famous "We Choose to Go to the Moon" speech, promising to get an American man on the lunar surface by the end of the decade. The end of the Cold War in 1989 brought a brief moment of global optimism, leading to the second, more collaborative space age. The International Space Station was assembled over 13 years, and since, people of multiple nationalities have been living in space constantly, working together on experiments in the orbiting laboratory. However, NASA's space shuttle program was eventually disbanded, in large part because the US government did not want to keep bankrolling its high costs. Yet those high costs have now been driven down by private businesses entering the scene, often as government contractors. In the past few years, some of these businesses have started to make money, although not from headline-grabbing reasons such as space tourism, but mostly for sending up communication satellites. Many estimates suggest the global space industry could generate revenues of more than $1 trillion within the next two decades. Elon Musk's SpaceX has been at the forefront of this movement with its reusable rockets. The company's largest system, called Starship and still in development, has been marketed as an interplanetary explorer. Musk says he built it so that humans can colonize Mars. Scientists are nervous about both the politicization and the commercialization of space, especially with talk of future mining operations on the pristine, untouched moon. Advocates of space exploration, however, point to advancements made so far. The CT scan, a critical medical device that can identify tumors, traces its origins to pre-Apollo mission research. Astronauts on the space station have been using the unique microgravity environment to better understand diseases such as Alzheimer's. For economists, the third space age creates an unprecedented situation, one that could upend the very foundations of the market system. In economics, we assume that resources are limited. Land is limited, natural resources are limited, a space economist said. With space, it allows us to change that. Adapted from TheGuardian.com, May 2024.